Hi, this is Gary Washburn, pastor of Grace Tabernacle. Thank you for tuning to our podcast today. Our hope is that this message inspires you and builds your faith. For more information about Grace Tabernacle and our ministries, please go to gracetab.org and like us on Facebook. Now, may the message feed your soul.
How many of you have heard a sermon on Joseph? On Joseph, Jesus' fathers. How many of you have heard a sermon of that? Not that many. Very few. Praise God. Well, when God gave me this sermon, it was about almost 2 or 3 months ago. I was in my kitchen. And I said, oh, this is a sermon for Father's Day, for fathers. He said, have you heard of the sermon preached on my father? And I said, oh, yeah, I had it. No, not my earthly father. I said, no, I haven't. My father is Reverend O.W. Williams, who has passed on. But I never really heard my father preach on Joseph. Preach on Mary. Everybody preach on Mary. And I asked God, I said, why will I speak on Joseph? Then I start looking at scriptures. Not many scriptures talk about Joseph. I said, okay, Father. But this topic for today is Joseph, the chosen one. Because wasn't only Mary chosen, Joseph was too. They couldn't be without each other. They both had a part in God's life. And when I was sitting there earlier and I clapped my hands, I said, God? He said, no. And he dropped a little nugget in my spirit. He said, on Father's Day, you know, they don't build up about fathers. I said, oh, God, you know what? You sure right. They don't build up on fathers. He said, fathers have a key role in their children's life. I said, oh, my God. Just like my earthly father had a key role in my life. I said, wow, that's so true. Mother's Day, we go all out. Daddy might get a tie. He might get a shirt. He'll get a Father's Day card. But Mother's Day, we go all out. We send flowers. We send cards. We send cakes. We send strawberries. We send everything mama could think of. But on Father's Day, he'll get a card. He might get a tie. But we don't go all out for dads. And I was just sitting there thinking about that. And I said, wow, God. And we didn't even give your father, your earthly father, not too much attention. So I'm going to go to Matthew, and I'm going to skip around, so I'm going to let God have his way. But Joseph, the chosen one, is the topic. And I'm going to go to Matthew's first chapter, 16 verse, and I'm going to skip around. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who was called Christ. Now I'm going to skip down because the next verse is about generations, 14 generations. And now the birth of Jesus Christ was on the wise, when as the mother Mary was supposed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away. But while he thought about putting her away, an angel came unto him and told him not to do that, to take her as his wife. Think about that. Back then, you was engaged to be married to someone else, but now you are expecting a child. What humiliation that is on the man that she's finna marry. He's not the father of that child. Think about that. Joseph, being who God created, who is giving to entrust his son, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, son to a human, a man named Joseph. Think about that. And the scripture also says in the 25th verse of Matthew 1, and I knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. So they didn't consummate that marriage until after Jesus was probably about a year old. What that say about Joseph? Integrity. What you think about that? Jesus' father waiting, obeying what the father had told him. To after, and it had to be about a year. I give it a year. I say that about a year before they consummate their marriage. But God chose both of them, Joseph and Mary. And I'm going to go over into, I'm going to read just a little bit of this. A father who took his son, because you got to think about when Jesus was growing up, there's not a lot of scriptures that talk about his childhood, but I could imagine Joseph being the father that he was, that he took him to school. He took him to work with him. He took him to show him his trade, his carpentry, to show him. He didn't only show him, but he set an example to him of how a father would be to their children. Joseph, the natural, the father. And I just want you to just stay right there and just picture that. Your dad taking you to school or picking you up from school or taking you to your first dance or giving you your first dance. Are y'all sharing that moment? My moment with my father, God just brought that back to me when I was a little girl. And he brought this back to me was a joyous moment in my life with my father was when me and him went to the store and picked up, you remember the Jiffy Pop? The popcorn you had to put on top of the stove, you had to shake them, and you had to shake them to make them pop. Oh, my Lord. That was a special moment for me, and I had to be about 5 years old with my dad. And he had no idea that stuff was going to pop all over the place. Oh, my God. And he holding me in one hand and shaking with the other. He just got me up here, and he just shaking. Baby, watch him, watch him, watch him. But that was a joyous moment. Imagine Jesus with his father, his natural father, in a moment as the first time he took Jesus into the carpentry and started to teach him the different tools. How to hold it right, how to shave the wood down, how to get it just right, smooth it out, shake the dust off of it. A moment. Joseph, he was chosen by the Father. He was entrusted by the Father to watch over Jesus. What an honor it is for him to be entrusted with such a jewel that would one day soon give his life for every one of us. My God. I got so many notes, y'all. Joseph, excellent earthly example of integrity and righteousness. Joseph was a man that God chose from birth. And the reason why I say that is because in the word it says, I knew you before I placed you in your mother's womb. So he had a relationship with Joseph already. So he knew he couldn't have gave it to anyone else. He had to give him to Joseph. He had to place that baby, which was his son, in Mary's womb. It couldn't have been anyone else because he already had a relationship with them. He already knew them before the foundation. He already knew them. So he knew he can entrust Joseph with the gift. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. And I'm going to read over, because one of the things that I asked God, and I'm going to go over to the second chapter, and I'm going to go over to the 13th verse. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and to be there until I bring thee word. For Pharaoh will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. He knew Joseph would do everything that he told him to do without hesitation. He knew. But Joseph was the protector. This is another aspect of the father through the eyes of Joseph. He was a protector. Think about him getting up in the middle of the night, taking Jesus, because he knew that someone was seeking to kill his son. A father. What would a father do when you know that the enemy is trying to destroy your seed? Would you not go into battle? Would you not stand up? Would you not do everything that you possibly can to protect that seed? A father would. Joseph, being the father, fleeing to cover and keep his family safe, did what it took as a father. That's an example of our father. The example of what he set for us through the eyes of Joseph. To protect us. To keep us covered. Even when we feel like we're not, he still got us covered. And I skipped one verse, and I'm going to go back to it, because I want to speak about Joseph and his integrity. And he knew her not till she brought forth her firstborn son and called his name Jesus. What an integrity of a man. That his family knew that he was betrothed to this woman. This woman was betrothed to him. And that he took all of that on, knowing that the father had his back. Because back in those days, in customs, Mary would have been stoned to death. That was their custom back then. But we praise God that Joseph, being the man that God created him to be, took on that in spite of. And never once is ever mentioned, it's not even mentioned in here, ever once did he call him stepson. He called him Jesus, his son. That his love for him. And I asked God, and I'm not going to be before you long. I asked God, why didn't Joseph go all the way like Mary, his mother? He was a protector. How many fathers would have stood by and let a man beat his child till he's disfigured? He wouldn't have. He wouldn't have done that. He couldn't have done that because he was a protector. It goes back to the scripture. He fleed at night. He took him from one place to keep him from being killed. But his mother knew the path that God had for him. Her strength to endure that, to see her son disfigured, to be spit on, to be crowned. We as women, we are receivers. We hold real strong. But a dad, to see his son disfigured? How many of you could have stood by as fathers? That's a picture of the integrity of the Father and how he displayed it in Joseph. And I asked him that question, why? But he let me know because Joseph was a protector. And I said, oh, my God, what an honor to be the earthly father of Jesus. How beautiful is that? I just cannot imagine what that would have been like for Joseph to see. But I thank Joseph. But Joseph was a man entrusted to raise the Son of God. God created him with skills as a craftsman to obey God in the face of humiliation. His qualities of being sensitive to someone else's shame, he responded to God in obedience, example of integrity, a godly creation. He that God created, God looking down and entrusted his only begotten son to a man, and his name was Joseph. What an honor, what a pleasure, what a honor that God entrusted. Fathers, God has entrusted you with some jewels. And sometimes we as kids don't always say what we need to say. But on the behalf of the Father, thank you. My father is no longer here, but I was able to tell him thank you. And I just praise God because I'm finished, y'all. I'm not before you long. I speak when God says speak. And I gave you what he gave me. The chosen one, Joseph. Think about it. Go home. Just think about it. Because God entrusted him with his son. Integrity, God gave him that. And we praise your name, Father. I thank you that I pray that someone gets something out of it. In the first service, I had gentlemen walk up to me, and I was so honored. And I thank God because I was speaking to a couple of men. And I thank God for that. And I praise you and I worship and adore you. And we can stand. Praise your name, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise your name, Father. Sure, we praise your name, Father. We thank you, Lord. We magnify your name, Father. I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you, Father. If anyone desire prayer at this time, altar workers, elders can come forth. If anyone desire prayer right now, you can come forth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. There is none like the Father. There is none like him. He is Abba, our Father, and I thank him. We praise your name. You're so worthy to be praised. And before anyone leave, I would like to pray a blessing upon you. As you leave this place, I pray the angels surround you with his presence and his love. I pray right now that you will go home with the joy of the Lord in your strength. I pray right now that he will overflow and move like he never moved before. I thank him for covering you on the highway and taking you home safely with your family. Father, right now, We need you. We need your presence, Father. Thank you for your presence, Father. You are so worthy to be praised. And all I want to do is say, yes, Lord. Jesus. All I want to do is say, yes, Lord. All I want to do is say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm different, y'all. I just move by what he tells me to say. But all I want to do is say, yes, Lord. That's all I wanna do is say yes, Lord. I don't know why I'm saying it, but you need to say it. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Somebody needs to tell him, yes, Lord. And I will do your will. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. All I want to do is say, yes, Lord. All I want to do is say, yes, Lord. All I want to do is say, yes, Lord. Yes, yes, to your will. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Praise your name, Jesus. You're so worthy to be praised. And y'all are dismissed. And if you want to stay in his presence and say, yes, Lord, you go right ahead and tell him yes and tell him thank you. Praise your name, Jesus. Be blessed. Thank you, Lord. Amen.